is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Having a child with autism is one of the biggest challenges a parent has to face. At Autism Parenting Magazine, we know there are moments of sadness, anger, and exhaustion. Many times, you feel alone and need support from the autism community. That's why we created the award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine. Every month, we feature the latest coping strategies, therapies, and expert advice for autism parents to inspire and bring hope. Join over 37,000 readers today and get a free issue of Autism Parenting Magazine by going to autismparentingmagazine.com.
Hi friends, this is Steve Shah, owner of Nature's Pavilion. We are a family-owned and operated natural food market and nutritional store for 15 years, located at 564 Route 23 North, in Pompton Plains, New Jersey. We offer complimentary one-on-one customer support and advice to educate our guests with the health benefits of organic diets, green living, and proper supplementation for all your family's health and diet needs. This is the place where health-conscious consumers shop and doctors recommend. We also feature New Jersey's largest gluten-free product offerings. We are adding hundreds of new products every week. Visit us online at naturespavilion.net or call us at 973-831-5804. Hope to see you soon.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. On today's show, we have a very special guest who happens to be a father of a 17-year-old girl who was diagnosed with autism at the start of kindergarten. And Anthony Quinn is his name. Will take us on a journey today and tell us about what they did with their daughter that goes against a lot of the experts in the autism field. I'd like to welcome to the program Anthony Quinn.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hey, Anthony. It's great to have you on with us today. I want to have a chance to share your daughter's story that, you know, this may be some very helpful advice, coming from you guys, which went against the grade of a lot of the experts and what you guys did with your daughter's education. If you just don't mind starting off about your journey on how you got started in this journey.
Okay. And first I want to say, I appreciate you having us today and hearing our story. It all started not long before my daughter began kindergarten. And right about the time she was about to start school, we were working with the regional center in our area, and they pretty much were going to push her towards going to a school where she would just literally be with, kids on the spectrum all day long that, weren't talking, really didn't understand social cues and what have you. So we were really on the fence ourselves as far as should we do that or should we put her in a mainstream school where she will be with kids that are talking all day, to where hopefully she could, emulate that experience and pick something up from kids that were, talking, communicating. And that was the path that we chose. And, you know, in all honesty, in the beginning, especially in the elementary years, it was kind of difficult because she wasn't talking, so she really stood out from other kids. And obviously, I think everyone knows that children's peers aren't always kind, but, you know, she made it through. And as she got older, as time progressed and she got into, let's say, middle school, she started talking. She was talking a lot more, and she was communicating a lot more, and she was beginning to tell us about her day, which never happened before. And, you know, there was still, you know, difficulty in making friendships, and I think there was still some, you know, lacking there as far as, you know, fully understanding the social cues, as far as if kids, you know, were making fun of her or what have you. But I think she gained a lot from that. And again, well, I'll fast forward to, you know, a few years ago when she was going to start high school. She, you know, really progressed a lot. She gained a lot from being with kids every day that were talking and doing normal things. And before she began high school, she actually came to us and said, you know, all these kids that she was about to go to high school with had been in school with her from kindergarten all the way up to eighth grade. And she basically told us she wanted a fresh start. She wanted to be able to start high school with kids that did not know her, so she would have an opportunity to maybe make a connection and make friends. Because the kids that she had grown up with, they knew there was something different about her all the way from kindergarten, so they really weren't willing to give her a chance. So we did that. We sold her house. We moved to a different school district, and she began high school. And her freshman and sophomore year, you know, she was still having some difficulty socially, you know, making friends. But she did tell us that there were kids that were accepting of her because they didn't know her, and they would allow her to have lunch with them. And, you know, experiences like that that she never had the opportunity to experience before. Well, she continued to progress so well that last year, on her junior year, when we had an IEP meeting, it was actually suggested that she be removed from her IEP because she really wasn't needing services anymore. She was actually on her own because we really pushed for her to become a self-advocate. We gave her the opportunity to make that decision, and she chose, you know, on her own to be removed from her IEP. And now here she is. She's about to start her senior year. She's in conversation with us about wanting to go to a college, wanting to go to a four-year school. And with that being said, you know, one thing I've noticed with a lot of kids that I've met that are on the spectrum, there seems to be a passion towards, you know, Hollywood and filmmaking and so forth, and that's what she wants to do with her life. So, you know, she's looking at applying for college, which I don't know. I don't think we would have made it to this point, and I don't think that she would have progressed and become the person that she is today if we would have made a different decision, you know, 11 years ago. I think putting her into a mainstream education and giving her all those opportunities really helped her progress and helped her become the person she is today.
Well, that's, you know, that's an incredible story, Anthony. And I want to take our listeners back a little bit. Obviously, at the time, I mean, the experts are telling you your daughter needs to be in special needs programs. And so just tell us a little bit about, was there a struggle with the Board of Ed or at the time when you decided that you wanted to mainstream your daughter and the experts were telling you that she needs to be in special needs programs?
Well, it's not funny, but it's interesting the way that we did it. They, on the day that they were expecting her to the special needs school. We had actually already enrolled her in public school and started her there. And then once they contacted us and said, hey, how come she's not coming? We said, you know, we've chosen a different track for her. And then we started communicating with the public school that we put her in, saying, hey, we need to set up an IEP. We need to do these different things so she can receive the, you know, resources and the help that she needs. And they actually were on board right away. I mean, they didn't really fight us at all. They were very receptive and understood what we were trying to do once we explained it. And it just kind of progressed from that point.
Well, that's amazing, Anthony. I mean, because that's so brave of you guys to do that. I mean, I mean, I'm sure there had been fear for both of you guys. Like, what if this doesn't work, or what if it backfires? You know, in that situation, I'm sure there was a lot of fear for you guys at that time making that choice.
Well, there was a lot of anxiety on our part, but I think we were really very anxious about our daughter too. Though we were, you know, mostly scared about how these kids were going to treat her and how she was going to be received. But again, I got to say the resource folks, especially, you know, her middle school resource teacher, he was just amazing. And they've been really amazing with her all through the process. But now that she's in high school in a different district, when they had an open house at that school a few months back, she asked me to take her over there just to say a hi to him. That's what an impact he had on her.
Wow.
And yeah, so, and I don't think you hear those stories, but.
No, you don't. You don't.
He even almost started crying when we went to see him, because he said, none of the kids that have ever come through his resource class have ever come back to say thank you. And here she was making a special trip over there just to say thank you to him for how he helped her.
Wow. That's an incredible. You know, one of the things I want to ask you too, and I don't, it's to touch a little more upon it. You said your daughter was non-speaking at the time. She was in kindergarten. And when did she start becoming more verbal, I guess?
I want to say, you know, before kindergarten was even over, she actually had already started. Her kindergarten teacher was, again, a wonderful lady. And she was very patient. And I would say before kindergarten was over, she was actually starting to, you know, speak more and more. And again, as the years progressed, each teacher knew, and we talked to the teachers, and they knew what her situation was. But they really were patient. And now, I mean, again, now she's progressed so much that, I mean, she's taught herself how to make, you know, short films and do things like that. She writes it out. She films it. I mean, it's just incredible.
You know, one of the things you were mentioning, that right now she's making stop motion videos. Mm-hmm. You mentioned, talk a little bit about that.
I sure can. You know, again, one thing I found in common with a lot of kids on the autistic spectrum is there seems to be a fascination with film, especially Disney films and Disney characters. And she actually collects these little Disney characters called Zoom Zooms. And she went on the internet and taught herself how to make stop motion films with these little Zoom Zoom characters. I mean, just completely on her own. She made a beautiful short story film, I don't know, I want to say a couple months ago, about a girl that going through her home, you know, discovers papers inside of her house, and that's how she learned she has autism. And I realized today, I should send that to you, because just to see the kind of work that she does. But it's just amazing, and she's all self-taught. It's all self-taught.
That's amazing.
You know?
That's just incredible, Anthony. I mean, it's a wonderful story. And it just, you know, I think it resonates with parents. You know, you knew your kid best, and you and your wife obviously had a vision of what you wanted to do with your daughter. And, you know, you set up a very strong education for her. You know, that was, like I said, not your typical, you know, education that she was, you know, on the path to. And I guess, you know, you also think back, you wonder if you didn't make the choices you did, where would she be today?
And to be honest with you on that topic, I've met parents that went the other direction, and I've had them tell me to my face that, you know, over that same 11-year period, there hasn't been a tremendous amount of progress and growth, and that's what makes me really stop and think, you know, what if we would have made that different decision?
Right. Yeah, that's a tough decision, you know, because let's face it, most parents are thinking, okay, the experts know best, and this is what I should follow. And you guys didn't do that and have a success story to share with the world here of what you guys did with your daughter. It's just remarkable.
And the main reason that I hope to get the message out really is for the parents that are just finding out that their child's on the autistic spectrum, and they are on the fence as far as what to do with their education. And so I think it's really important for them to know that other parents have tried that option and it worked. And I'm not an expert, and I'm not saying, you know, that it will work for everyone, but I can only share with you that, you know, what that decision has done for my daughter. And, you know, I don't know. I just think it was the best decision we ever made, and I think the proof's in the pudding. I mean, I just never imagined that same girl that started kindergarten and what was going on at that time would have progressed into the young woman she is now. It's night and day.
Well, you know, it's pretty amazing because this takes me back to thinking about Temple Grandin and her mother. You know, she pushed her daughter extremely hard and didn't baby her really at all. And you wonder if there's something to that philosophy where, you know, your daughter wasn't put in a special needs classroom where she was in neurotypical classroom. Yes, she had assistance and help and support around her, but she was in a public mainstream program. And, you know, the fact that she's around other verbal kids may have helped her a lot, I guess, obviously.
I think it did. I think it helped a lot. And it allowed us to have those conversations that I don't think that you would normally have, like her coming home and saying, you know, this person said this to me, or this happened, or this happened. You know, it just gave her a lot more exposure, I think, to where she had a lot more to, you know, be inquisitive about and ask questions of us.
Well, that's awesome. That is great. And does she have a college of choice where she's thinking about going now?
She's looking at the Dodge Film School at Chapman University. But that really brings up a whole other topic because, you know, these kids, you know, I wish these four-year schools would really look at the whole picture and look at the fact that someone like her had to work twice as hard as her peers to get to where she's at today.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's true. That's absolutely true. And I wanted to touch a little bit upon this. You mentioned to me when we spoke last time that she really is stepping out of her comfort zone and she started a YouTube channel. You want to talk a little bit about that?
I sure would. She's definitely stepped out of her comfort zone. She's not only made the little stop motion videos, but she's also made videos to where she's actually on the video, you know, talking about, you know, Disneyland and places like that. And for these kids, I think everyone knows, everyone out there that has a child on the autistic spectrum knows that it's very difficult for these kids to do something like that. But again, she did it on her own. She asked us if it was okay, and we said, go for it, you know? Why hold her back? Is it okay if I plug her YouTube channel?
Oh, absolutely. No, definitely. Tell our listeners where they can check it out. Absolutely.
So on YouTube, her YouTube name is Carson Geek, CarsonGeek. That was her name she made up. But it's Carson Geek, one word. So that's the key, is you have to write it as one word. And, you know, they'll be able to watch her stop motion videos and some of her other little videos on there.
Well, absolutely. Send me all those links, and we'll put them up on the autismradio.org's website as well.
Appreciate
and then
that.
People can click on the link and go right to her channel and check it out. Absolutely. And anything you'd like to share of your daughter's work, for sure. We want to see. We really want our listeners to see what she's accomplished, and it's just truly remarkable from where she was to where she is today. And, you know, our program is about giving people hope, and hopefully by listening to this, your story, you know, will give some parents out there some hope and maybe another choice, I think, options for their children. Like you said, if they just recently got diagnosed, gives them a different perspective on things.
Yeah, I really hope that's the case. And, you know, I'm telling you, I've met so many kids on the spectrum, and the thing that breaks my heart is, you know, yeah, a lot of the kids they're different socially, but, you know, mentally and as far as smarts, I mean, these kids are so smart. If you give them a chance, they can learn anything.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. So what I was going to say, Anthony, is there anything else that you'd like to mention about your story, about your daughter, to our listeners?
I think we covered a lot of what I really wanted to say, and I really wanted, you know, again, for people to not be afraid to take that leap and, you know, look at a mainstream education, because, you know, like I said before, I really think that that helped her a lot. But also, you know, I'm hoping at some point, you know, somewhere in the autistic community that there can be some dialogue originated with these, you know, larger four-year colleges. You know, when I thought about it last night, I wrote down three words. I wrote down support, acceptance, and compassion. And that's what I would like to see in the future from these larger schools. And knowing these kids are putting themselves out there, working twice as hard as their peers to even attempt to go to college, you know, there needs to be some kind of reciprocity from these schools in looking at their applications and, you know, that whole application process, really.
Yeah, it's about giving them the opportunity, I think, to shine.
Exactly, exactly.
Because these kids have, like you said, so much talent, and yet they just need the right settings to really blossom.
Exactly.
And that's what it really comes down to.
Yeah.
You know, which is remarkable because, you know, a lot of adults on the spectrum, they get, you know, if we get them jobs in job placements, they become the best employee you could find because they're so, take so much pride in their work and they're so focused. Whereas a lot of neurotypical people are not so focused and not so driven to do the job.
Exactly. And I wish these businesses would realize that these young people on the spectrum will be the most grateful, loyal employees they will ever experience.
You know, and I think one of the big things is they just don't get caught up in all the gossip, too. You know, you think about it. a lot of corporations, a lot of companies, you know, there's a lot of gossip going on and a lot of, you know, politics, and they stay out of that because they're just concerned about being on time and doing their job and doing their job well and making a difference. And that's really what it comes down to. And they're so proud to be a part of a team, you know. They don't complain either, you know. It's amazing. So hopefully, you know, we get some businesses and some corporations and some people that are listening to this broadcast, Anthony, as we speak, that maybe they'll wake up and take a leap of faith and try hiring some of our kids that are graduating from college and giving them the right support system to really succeed and just blossom into a very productive, you know, career.
I think it just goes back to that one word that you said a few minutes ago, and that's opportunity. You know, if the opportunity is there, you know, they're going to thrive.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And but I just want to say, Anthony Quinn, I really want to thank you for spending some time with us on Hope Saves the Day and sharing your story about your daughter. It's just an amazing story.
Well, I appreciate you having us on today and helping us get that message out there. And I hope it does provide some hope for someone else out there.
I'm sure it will. I can guarantee that because there's a lot of people today that are so desperate for answers. And sometimes it just gives somebody a different perspective and a different option that they may not have thought of before. And that's what it does. It creates a different option for them. And we're really happy and proud to have you on our program and to really open up and share your personal story with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, we want to thank Anthony Quinn for spending some time with us today on the program. We'll be sure to put everything up on the autismradio.org's website, all the links. You'll be able to check out her YouTube channel, which is called Carson Geek, all one word, and be able to check it out there. And we want to thank Anthony again for spending some time with us on Hope Saves the Day. We'd like to wish everybody a great week, as always. And remember, until next time, everybody, hope saves the day. Good night, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. To show you what I see, what kind of life will I have, what's in store for me. Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world. Like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me, yeah. Then you are right by my side. I will love you till the song, be my voice, and remember, hope saves the day.